There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You're a slimy scumbag. Get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that gets more animated with every single iteration. And joining me, as always, is Lee. Lee, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I didn't expect you to stop talking so quickly.
Sorry, I was taking a drink. I know. Occasionally I do that.
Stop talking? Yes. When will that happen?
Extra cast guest.
No, it doesn't. Liar.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Who? I have.
Name three.
I have Brent Dalton.
Who's that?
Ward from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No.
Yes.
He wasn't Ward. He was Hive, right?
Well, he was Hive and whatever. I don't care. He was Ward. And then I have Elizabeth Henstridge.
Oh, she's nobody on that show.
You stop it. She is the biggest fan, like, shipping ever. And, John, you know who else I have? I have a Disney princess.
Yes, you do. Ooh, are you going to share?
Ming-Na Wen.
Yeah, but are you going to share?
No. Mine. Mine.
You could learn a lesson or two.
No, I don't want to share. Because you know what? I am not the track that has to share. I am not the track that is for those preteens. I'm wondering, because if somebody...
Oh, I was going to do some other work, but let's go to this thing.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You want to go there?
No.
Where do you want to go?
No. Right. Yes, go there.
So we'll do that later.
She's already staring at us.
But do I have to share? I don't want to share.
Jill?
Jill, do I have to share?
Does she have to share?
I want her to share. I actually begged for her to share.
Nope.
But she does not have to share.
Because I think she's only there one day.
You'll just be disappointed in her if she doesn't, right?
You know what, though, Jill? I'll make you happy.
What's that?
One of my questions will be about her being a Disney princess and how cool it is.
Awesome.
Yeah,
would
so
that
she,
be okay?
So
that would be great.
That's something
I can do that for you. Because I love you.
That's actually something I was not aware of until I saw her at, I think it was MegaCon. I didn't realize that she was the voice of
what?
Oh, now I can't remember what her name is.
Mulan.
Mulan. It's the name of the movie, John. Oh, so do we introduce Jill properly or do we just start talking to her?
You should. Do you want me to do it or you do it?
You can do it.
This is Jill.
Whoever.
Stop. This is Jill. She is the director of KT Kaleidoscope Track.
No.
KT, as you will find it in anything. She is awesome. And I'm always going to screw up what KT does, but I'm going to tell you that KT caters to shows that are actually targeted at the kind of preteen set.
True.
So,
9 through 13.
All right. So what does that mean? So we had a brief discussion before we started recording. That, you know, is family friendly versus KT. What is the difference? Obviously, most of KT, and I would imagine all of it is family friendly, but that doesn't mean you cover every family friendly thing, correct?
Correct. We cover shows from Disney XD, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network. We also will cover things about theme parks. And then we do what we call interactive panels, where we have, you know, things that are not traditional panels, but that are more interactive for the kids.
Such as what? What have you done in the past for interactive?
Well, we do a dance every year. We call it the Family Friendly Dance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the late hour of 5:30.
A.M.?
I could be there for that one. I could be there.
And it
I'll be awake.
And it ends before the, you know, magical 8 o'clock hour.
I like that idea.
And last year was our first year, but we're going to do it again. We have what we call a kids character encounter.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Yes. Oh, that was so awesome.
You know, we have character performers who come, and it's kind of, well, it's not kind of, we kind of stole it from Disney, where they have, you know, the character encounters there where you can get your picture made. And, you know, we have princesses and heroes, and we'll, this year we'll have some additional villains.
Ooh!
And we'll have both DC and Marvel heroes.
So
a bigger room.
So how did, oh, you got a bigger room this year?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Excellent. How did it go last year? How did last year's event go?
It went good. We, in an hour, we probably sit through 250 families.
Oh, wow.
We even had to have stroller parking. That was amazing. I have pictures of the stroller parking.
And how many characters did you have last year?
We had 10, 15 maybe, but we're going to have 40 this year.
What?
40?
I think so.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where are these listed so people can know where they are?
We do have a Facebook event out for the Family Friendly Dance, and my coordinator for my character performers is posting pictures of the characters like a couple at a time.
Oh, okay, so great.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
The event on Facebook, you can find it on the Kaleidoscope Trek Facebook page, and you'll see she's announced some characters already.
So, like, if somebody's always liked Gaston, he might be there.
He might. We'll for sure have several princesses.
Yes.
And I think we might have, you know, we'll have Marvel superheroes and DC superheroes. We were trying to have some Star Wars, but I don't know for sure if that's come to age yet. But The ones that the character performers we do get, they're very good and they look very amazing and they're super nice.
Any performers that are listening, is there someone they can contact if they want to help participate in this event?
We're pretty much booked for this year.
Okay.
But the lady that coordinates that for us, you talked to last year, Faith McCombs.
Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
And who I'm going to try to contact again so we can talk about it again.
Yeah, she coordinates those for us. And we basically have her coordinate it so we don't have duplicates. And since it's for kids, we want to keep the experience realistic. Mm-hmm. And so we all of the characters have to go through her.
Yeah, they're all vetted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's really cool. And is it still only going to be an hour, or is it? Or
did it's going to be an hour, but we're going to be, like I said, in a room that's twice as big.
Oh, okay.
And we do it early Sunday morning, so that's kind of when people are still sleeping or just going to bed, so we don't kind of cross over.
Yeah. I was thinking because I think I may have asked this question last year about. If it's only for kids, and yeah, and the reality is it is, right? But
we had some adults come through last year, but, and that's not a problem. But we don't mind that.
But doing it Sunday in the morning is probably the best way to ensure
that it's mainly
focused on the kids.
That was Regina's idea.
Wow,
an excellent idea too.
It's almost as though she knows how to schedule things.
I know.
It's weird.
That's amazing. No, I'm just wondering, like, can I borrow a kid to show up?
Yeah. You can show up without a kid.
Yeah, that still looks weird. I'm thinking about it.
So what shows are you mainly going to be covering this year?
Well, we have a guest from Marvel's Avengers Assemble on Disney XD.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
Black Panther. His name is James Mathis III. We've been trying to get, you know, Avengers Assemble guests for a while. So that worked out. And we're really super excited because he's going to have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. They announced that the next season or whatever they call it of Avengers Assemble is going to be a Black Panther story. So you'll have a lot of stuff.
That's all the ramp up to next year's Black Panther movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They seem to do that on XD.
Go on.
We have a panel with Rob Paulsen. And he's known for lots of things that will be on the animation track. But for Kaleidoscope, he was the voice of Donatello and Raphael on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Excellent.
And he was also the voice of Carl Weezer on Jimmy Neutron, which is still popular, and Jack and Danny Phantom, which are more 90s shows, but they're still very popular.
Yeah, I think we watch, at least I do, watch the Jimmy Neutron movie at least once a year, maybe once every year and a half.
Really?
Yeah. I have it. I own it. I own it on DVD. Yeah. On DVD. That's how old that thing is.
Wow.
I own it on VHS. No. Yeah. It is fairly old. It's
You know, you and I have kids that are kind of in the same age. It was a really cute little show. And it was one of those shows in that period where the parents could watch it with the kids. And right. I go, oh, my God, I'm going to spork my eyes out.
Yeah, I also have the DVD for the Jimmy Neutron. I think they did two of them, but I only have one of the Jimmy Neutron Fairy Odd Parents crossover.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so cute. Oh, my God, that was so cute. I remember that one. The Fairly Odd Parents are adorable, too. So,
yeah. We're super excited about having another Disney legend. Mm-hmm. Tony, I'm going to butcher his name, Anselmo. He's the voice of Donald Duck.
Oh, wow.
We're kind of hoping for some DuckTales adventures going on there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And but he's been doing the voice of Donald Duck since 1985, and he's also a Disney animator, so we're kind of going to cover all that ground with him. And I know the animation track has several panels with him as well. And then the big surprise guest for us was Man of Action.
Yeah.
Which is four men. We're only going to get three, actually. And they're responsible for things that, you know, like Ben 10, mm-hmm. Big Hero 6, and there was a show several years ago called Generator Rex, which was really good that they did. Of course, they're heavy into comics as well.
But they did. They animated a version of Spider-Man too for XD, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
they did. And if you have not seen Big Hero 6, because I think it got
stop,
its own.
Stop listening to this. It's stop wonderful. Listening to this right now and go watch Big Hero 6.
Exactly. It is a wonderful, wonderful movie. You need to watch the movie and then everything else after, because it's wonderful. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie.
Next year they'll have an animated series on Disney XD. For Big Hero 6.
Excellent. Awesome.
They got the trailer at Comic-Con, I think, or was it D23? I don't remember.
Do we know, is Scott Adsit still going to be Baymax's voice?
I don't know. Hmm. Okay. To be honest with you. But what they're doing something really cool. We're having a standard Q&A kind of panel where we'll talk about taking comics onto the big screen and the small screen. But then on Saturday, or maybe, I don't know, maybe Saturday, they're doing a free workshop with those three gentlemen. They're going to teach you how to create your own, what is it called? I want to call it empire building, but that's not really what it is. You know, you're going to create a world
building?
Your own character universe or whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So three of them in the audience are going to make their own world during the workshop.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I have been getting inundated at work about, well, why isn't Dragon Con as big as that West Coast Con? Why isn't this and that? Let me explain something. You try to go to that West Coast Con and do something like that, it's not going to happen. It's going to happen at Dragon Con. That's like an amazing idea. I love that. It's kind of like when you see the people up there like, I'm trying to make art in an hour, and they're chatting. This is the same idea. They're making art in an hour. I mean, it's a universe. It's a little different, but... That's amazing, Jill. That is so awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And I have to credit Rachel for that one.
Awesome.
She reached out to me, and, you know, I did the whole pick up your phone and Google manofaction.tv, and I was like, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, and Rachel is one of our co-chair heads. It's not chairman, co-chairs.
Co-chair.
Co-chair, yeah.
There we go. Co-chairs. Yeah, there we go. A non-gendered term. So yeah, that is an awesome panel. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to hear how it goes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I probably won't be there, but yeah.
Yeah. And I know Man of Action, like I said, the individual members are going to be doing some things on comics.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be pretty busy.
And that's one of the things too with you. I mean, a lot of these people who are doing the animation and things like that, they will go across tracks.
Yes.
So if you're really interested in X artist or X voiceover or X what writer, you know, Google their name. You can Google it in the app when it's up, and you'll see everything they're doing. I mean, you're not Googling it in the app. You're searching it in the app. Excuse me. Oh, my God. When did Google become the term for search? Search that name in the app, and you're going to see everything they're doing. So just FYI.
Yeah. Now, we're doing a couple other interactive things. We're hosting the Geek Girls Run post-race social. They do a fun run on Friday morning.
It's a you're so cool.
Olympic Park. And then we have what we call a post-race social where they talk. You know, they do like a little Q&A, and we feed the runners snacks and bananas and cheddar bunnies. And
cheddar bunnies are awesome.
Cheddar bunnies.
Jill introduced me to cheddar bunnies.
Yes.
Oh did awesome. She? Yes.
Oh, cheddar bunnies are awesome. Guys, I'm sorry. Cheddar bunnies are better than goldfish. Although I love me some goldfish, cheddar bunnies are awesome.
We do have a couple new things that we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
New interactive things. We're doing some charity panels, and we decided to do them in a very KT-ish kind of way. Yep. They're going to be at the same time, they're next door to each other, but one of them is like craft time, where there's going to be craft stations and a coloring station, and the other one is going to be Junior Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. training.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that. So I already have my S.H.I.E.L.D. badge and my S.H.I.E.L.D. name. Mm-hmm. So what do I need to also do to become a junior agent? Because I am so totally there.
It's based on the Play 60 program that the NFL does.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's awesome.
One of my volunteers has a degree in education, and he asked me, could he do this? I'm going to say it's an obstacle course. It's not going to be a very hard obstacle course, I wouldn't think, but I don't want to give away what they're going to have to do because it's supposed to be.
No. It's S.H.I.E.L.D. agent training. No, you can't give it away. Shh.
And at the end, they'll get their little Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. badge or card or something, I think, that he's worked with them. But it is going to be fun. And so we'll have those two things going on at the same time. And then outside, we'll have a place where the parents can donate for the charity.
Awesome.
Those are two things that the parents over the years have asked for a lot.
Yep.
That we never really did because they kind of wanted us to stay away from crafts. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, we could do craft time for the charity, and then it benefits everybody.
Well, here's what I want to say about Junior Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If you are a Junior Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Junior Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you bring me whatever they give you, and I'm going to validate it with her. I'm going to validate it with Jill. I will make sure you get to ask your question during the Q&A, during any Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel.
Oh, sweet. Now, I don't know when your panels are. We'll have to make sure.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You've got to make sure the coordination of those panels.
I don't know when my panels are either. I mean, I haven't looked, but.
This is assuming that the panel's after.
You're not at the same training. Time. Like, because you're doing this on Saturday, right?
Saturday. It's against the parade.
That's fine. That's a perfect time because. Mm-hmm. I think we've got one on Friday, but we got one on Saturday, one on Sunday, and one on Monday, I think. So you will be good. If you bring me that, I will check it off with my name, and I will let you make sure you answer. You get to ask a question if you have one.
Nice.
So we'll work together, Jill, right?
Yeah.
Little quid pro quo here since I stole your Disney princess.
It's all right.
I know. I am so sorry. I literally, all I could think of when I thought about Ming-Na Wen was like making noises that dolphins make. That's all I can do.
No,
she's like so cool.
My email to Rachel was, what do I have to sacrifice to get a Mulan?
Yeah. Which limb do you want? Because I got, or kidney, or, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's what I offered during Leonard Nimoy, and that's why I only have one kidney now. Oh, wait, zero kidneys, however many. Whatever it is, yeah.
We're excited about the charity panels, and, you know, the most money we've ever raised for the charity, and we get all our money from kids. We've gotten it before. Mm-hmm. It's been like $30, so.
That's still awesome, though, that kids are giving to charity. Mm-hmm. Is still really cool.
So I thought this would be a way for, you know, to have some activity time and then make some money for Jen too. So
yeah, of course. Oh, that's great. And parents, I bet if you go to Starbucks before you go there, you could sit and drink your Starbucks while your children are doing this.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, but make sure you go to a Starbucks that's away from from the parade, because you don't want to go to the one that's on Peachtree at that time.
No, God, no.
Well, don't they have a Starbucks in the Marriott?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
yeah.
Probably on the same floor.
Actually, that's a good question. Where are you located this year?
Our track room is the same as last year in 106, 107, and we do love the old room, and that's what we call it, Lee's old room.
Hulk smash!
Why are you mad? Are you mad that it's not bigger?
I'm not mad. You know what? I am not mad, because that is a great room, and that is a perfect place for you guys to be. I just have to pretend. Come on. This is a podcast. I've got to be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
That is an awesome room.
It's away from a lot of the foot traffic. That's what.
Oh, God, yes.
Was it big enough last year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It doubled our size.
Yeah, I remember a couple, a few years prior, that it was your old place was very, very small.
Yeah, in our old place, the same size, that same size room was what we had the character encounter in last year.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So, Jill, since he will not pimp himself, I have to pimp our executive producer or producer, whatever his title is. John is going to be on some of your panels, too, right?
He is. We're very excited.
What is he going to be on?
Wait, what? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, hush you.
He's going to be
on. What did I volunteer him for this year that he doesn't know about, Jill?
I might have volunteered him.
Good. That works.
He's going to be on three panels, and there are what we call our parent panels, because we do put some panels on for parents.
Mm-hmm.
Not very many, but we do. We try to do one a day, and he's going to be on Cut the Cable, which is what we call the panel where we talk about how kids interact with their media, because, I mean, tons of families have already disconnected from cable, and kids are watching things on their phones or their parents' phones or on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I know, yeah.
So, and that was real popular last year. And
awesome.
They asked us to do it again, so we're going to do it again. Because, you know, you make the assumption people watch TV, but most people don't.
Well, and I think I made the point last year, and this is kind of spoiling it for the panel, but... although my kids watch a TV, nobody really thinks of TV as TV anymore, right? I mean, it's mostly the DVR, right? So it's mostly really they're watching.
Yeah.
I mean, no, if they're watching on the big screen, it's some other thing that's been recorded, right? Yeah.
Yeah, or it's Netflix, or it's something
playing
on your phone or something.
Streaming YouTube to the television, exactly. If you're watching a television at all, right? So
yeah. So.
I just had my 9-year-old niece here, and literally during her device time, what she was watching was YouTube videos on how to play the games she plays. Yes. I mean, I was like, there are videos on that? Really? Mm-hmm. She was like, Aunt Lee, you are so old. I'm like, yes, I am.
Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It is very amazing. The second one that he's on is called Online Safety for Fandom Families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done
a couple panels on safety or tough topics, I think we called it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of requests for people where parents were asking about how to make sure their kids are safe online. Oof. And that's rough.
Yeah.
And so
one of my
volunteers is a policeman,
mm-hmm.
and he works for the Special Victims Crime Unit for Kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he has a presentation, and then we're going to have some John and I think a couple other people who have some experience in that to talk to parents about how to keep your kids safe. Kevin Stollard is going to be on that panel as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, awesome. Yay. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's you. John and Kevin. Oh, God, help me. No. What time is that panel?
It's at 8:30.
In the morning when?
At night, 8:30 at night.
Oh, 8:30 at night. That's probably mostly appropriate,
yes. That's our latest panel.
That's a good parent panel, though, yeah.
It almost made us put that one down at 10.
Yeah.
Almost.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We had aggressive negotiations about that.
What day tentatively is that scheduled for?
I want
because everything is tentative until it actually happens.
Saturday, Kathy Cable, I think, is right now slated on Friday. Online safety is Saturday. And then the next one will be on Sunday. And that's parenting in fandom. And that's basically parents talking about how they're raising the next generations of geeks and super fans.
Woohoo! Yay!
You know, and the pitfalls and all the exciting things that come with that, where, you know, your kid is into a fandom that you're not into, or you want them to be into your fandom and they don't care about Star Trek, or, you know.
What?
You know, they want to watch The Walking Dead and you're like, no.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So, I mean, that one's going to be more fun than, maybe more lighthearted than the online safety, but all of them are good topics for parents, and the parents really appreciate those panels and they get good reviews every year.
Yeah, do you have someone in your family that wants to watch Walking Dead versus,
nope,
I don't know, Gravity Falls or something else?
No, I don't not believe yet? So. No,
not yet.
No. Well, we have a couple of stories. Hopefully my kids aren't in the room at the time, but
that'll work.
Cause I know that everyone who has listened to this podcast is tired of me saying this, but Jill, for the first time, my family will actually be attending Dragon Con with me.
Awesome.
So.
And I'm so excited.
So I have a 13 and 17 year old.
Well, we might have some panels that interest them when we get into the actual fan parts.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you do.
Well, I mean, the whole reason why I was ever dragged into Gravity Falls was because of my kids. So,
oh yeah,
and they still love it. In fact, actually, my daughter still does art featuring, you know, Dipper and why am I forgetting her name? His sister.
Oh, Mabel.
Mabel, thank you.
I was like going Violet, but I knew that was wrong. I was like, what is her name? Okay, yeah,
so, cool.
Okay, so sorry.
Go ahead, Lee.
When is your party? Again, say it one more time because I want to make sure everybody knows.
Family Friendly Dance is on Sunday from 5:30 to 7:30 in the Marriott. It's usually in room A601, 602.
Excellent room.
A dance floor and a pairing lounge and stroller parking.
Great.
The theme this year is Hawaiian.
Ooh.
Bust out your tacky Hawaiian outfits and bring them on.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah. Yes, you're welcome.
That is the best song ever. I love it.
Wait, I do. There will be, there's usually are some of our character performers that come to the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
With the kids, that's usually pretty fun. But, you know, kids don't really have any problems dancing if the music is right.
There you go.
And then we typically refer people from that dance to the Yule Ball. And then at 10 o'clock is when the Yule Ball goes adult only. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So they got an hour or two before they probably should scoot out of there.
Yeah. And we previously, Bev and I cooked that up when the first year we had the dance, which was like 4 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To put it purposely before the Yule Ball. So the families and the younger kids would have something to go to where they could go to a party or a dance. And then that would cut back on the ones showing up at the Yule Ball. And then when it got inappropriate, their parents would be not happy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to say this for Jill and for Bev. So the kids dance, the family friendly dance, does not have alcohol in the room.
No.
No alcohol. None. And not allowed.
From the outside.
Not allowed. The Yule Ball might. That's all I'm going to say. So think about it that way.
Yes. Very true.
Yeah, and think about
it. I am going to help you out on that.
Yeah, and if that is the case, of course, you want to kind of scoot out of there early before it gets a little weird.
I remember correctly, I think the first thing they do at the Yule Ball is like a costume parade.
Yep.
And so, you know, and then I usually do 80s music. So, but they, I think they pretty much started making an announcement like at 10 o'clock saying, okay.
Bye, kiddos. Yeah. Bye, kiddos. Yeah, there you go.
But so
all right, John.
All right.
Embarrass me with the game.
Before we get to the game today, we do have a email that came in from Brian Friedman. God, I did it again. I said someone's last name. I'm probably not supposed to do that. But I mean, it can't be. There's like a million of those, right?
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian F. for sending us a question. Yep.
I keep doing that. Anyway, and this is interesting. He says, I found out that there's a new high fantasy track, which I didn't know, directed by Jennifer Lang.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And they want is questioning whether or not we could. Hello.
Jennifer has already been like hit on the head. She's going to be here.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll talk to her then, Brian, because even I don't know what the heck the high fantasy track means. What's that?
I said, nor does Leash. Jill, do you know?
I do know.
Jill?
Yeah, I do know.
Well, I do know. I do know that Tolkien's track is no longer in existence. So I imagine probably that covers some of that then.
Yeah, they folded the Tolkien track and the Wheel of Time. And I think they do Game of Thrones.
Yep. I'm kind of kidding that I don't know, but it's basically those that are more high fantasy books and shows. So you've got like Tolkien, you got Wheel of Time, you've got Game of Thrones. I think what's the new one coming out with Oprah?
I don't know.
That I don't know.
Oh, there's one. It's the Wrinkle in Time. I think that might be on it.
I'll catch you.
Yeah.
All right. Nonetheless, we'll try to get Jennifer on and we'll discuss at that point. So Brian, thank you for reminding us, and we'll get to it as soon as we can. Now, so I don't know if you've been listening, Jill, but
I have been.
Okay.
I hate you, John. I hate you so much.
So I'm going to give you the option of three topics, and as we've discussed before, we're going to go back between you and Lee until someone runs out of answers, and you try to answer as fast as you can.
All right.
So I've got Weasley Children, Peanuts Universe, or Monopoly. Which of those would you like to try?
Weasley.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Starting with you, Jill, name a Weasley. We'll just say any Weasley.
Fred.
Okay. Lee.
Charlie.
George.
Okay. Lee.
Percy.
Ron.
Jenny.
Jill.
Oh.
Jill.
I don't know mom's name.
Mom Weasley. Okay, that counts. Lee.
Mom Weasley.
Papa Weasley.
Okay, I got to give you that since I gave Mom Weasley to her.
Ah!
Oh, I'm sorry. He's Father Weasley, not Papa.
Jill,
did you think of any other one?
I'm leaving somebody out, but I don't know. No, I didn't.
All right. Both of you got four. Both of you got four.
Yay!
So we'll call that round a tie.
Bev can beat us up later.
Yeah, she will later. We'll be like, do you not know the Weasley? No. I know dad's name is Arthur.
Arthur.
Ah, there you go.
But I can't remember mom's
name. Name is Molly now. I can
Molly, remember. There we go. See, we got it. Yeah, we're good.
All right. Good. You got it covered.
Yeah, we got it covered.
All right. So, Lee, Ducks?
Yeah.
Justice League or Peanuts Universe?
Justice League.
Okay, members of the Justice League, starting with Lee.
Superman.
Batman.
Lee.
Wonder Woman.
Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
The Flash.
Robin?
Sure.
Zan?
Sure.
John Jones?
Oh, okay, yes.
Oh, good one. Hot Girl?
Yes, we'll take that. So there's one laying out there right in front of everybody.
Oh, no. Hot Boy? Hawkman?
Hawkman, yes.
Hot guy.
Hot dude.
Jaina from Jan and Jaina. Yeah. Or Zaina or whatever.
Zan and Jaina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Magan?
Who?
Magan?
I don't know who that is. I'll take your word for it.
That is the niece of Jean Jean.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, there you go.
I'll go with that.
Jill, do you have
Aqualad?
Aqualad.
Oh.
All right, so she wins. Yes. Seven that time. Okay, so last is your choices here, Jill. We got Shield, Peanuts, or Ducks?
Peanuts.
No shield. Come on.
Yeah. Well, that ain't ever going to get picked. All right. So animated. Oh, sorry. Peanuts universe. We said, right. So characters from the Peanuts universe. Go ahead, Jill.
Woodstock.
Oh, wow. Okay. Lee.
Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Baron.
Oh,
Linus.
Okay.
Linus.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. What's the red-haired girl's name? The little red-haired girl.
That's her name. Okay.
Oh, God. That's the one I had in my head. Pigpen.
You already said Pigpen.
Oh shoot.
Schroeder.
Okay.
Man. Right.
Jill.
Oh, I said Schroeder.
Oh, you said.
She said Schroeder. She wins. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I say Schroeder.
I thought you did. Okay. So that's the end of the round. So we got 7-7. That's a 14. That's 18 to 5, 11, 15. Okay. Jill wins with a score of 18 to 15.
Yay! I hate you, John. I love you, Jill, but I hate John.
So, Jill, again.
Hey, John.
Again.
I wanted to tell you there's a new show from the creators of Phineas and Ferb that we're going to have a panel about.
Oh,
yeah, it's what's it called?
Milo Murphy's Law.
That's right. Yes.
Oh.
And they announced that D23. I think that there's going to be a crossover between Milo's world and Phineas and Ferb.
No way.
You're watching Milo now. They've just started releasing some episodes again for Milo. They're setting up the crossover.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's going to be so cool.
Oh, I'm going to have to get the kids back and watch that.
You know who's the voice of Milo, correct?
No.
Do you know who? Weird Al.
Is he? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. I had no idea. Because to be honest with you, I haven't been watching. I just knew that there was a show by them. And when Phineas and Ferb went off the air, the kids lost interest there. So,
Well, Milo's very much a lot like Phineas and Ferb.
Mm-hmm. I did not know it was Weird Al though. That's cool.
And they're in the same neighborhoods are two neighborhoods apart from each other.
Oh, they are. Oh, that's cool.
And then there's a neighborhood in between, and then there's Milo's neighborhood.
Wow, I did not know that. Well, so we'll just have to get Weird Al to come to Dragon Con so they can be on the KT track, right?
That would be awesome. Yes.
All right, so Jill, let everyone know where you are located once again.
On the track room?
Yes, the track room, not physically right now. Okay. That would be probably inappropriate.
That would be somewhere else. It's in Marriott on the Marquis level, rooms 106 and 107. I'm very close to Info Security.
Yep.
and we share a hallway with Classic Sci-Fi.
So the best way to remember how to get there is if you're going to from the Skybridge from, oh, somebody wrote an email saying how for me to remember this. Going from the Marriott.
M is for Marriott.
Right. And I got that. But someone said the Hyatt is on the hill.
Yeah. Hyatt is on the hill.
So Hyatt is the highest one is the one that's furthest.
Hyatt High. That works. Yeah.
And I'll have to credit. I'll look it up in the next podcast or so. I'll credit that person. So not going from the Hyatt, going from the Marriott to the Hilton on the Skybridge. Don't go on the Skybridge. Go to your right.
Yes.
And they're down a hall that's sort of back there in the corner, which is really great because it's out of traffic's way. And all the way at the end of the hall. Yes. So and also if people want to get more information on the track, where do they head to?
We have a Facebook group called Dragon Con Kaleidoscope Drag. Mm-hmm. And we have a Twitter that's at DeconKT. And we have a website which is kaleidoscope.dragoncon.org.
That's excellent.
There you go.
All right. Well, Jill, thank you once again for joining us. And as I say always, and I mean with the most sincerest part of my heart, which is, you know, this little corner down there in the
left-hand
side. Not that big, but it is sincere.
Thank you. Thank you to you and all the directors and all your volunteers that put on Dragon Con every year. It's just
yes,
awesome.
I do have the best volunteers.
Yeah, you do. They're
every awesome. Track director thinks theirs are the best.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you know, but thank you to you and to them for doing this. And thank you to Dragon Con. I don't think this gets said enough for creating the KT track because that filled a gap that was missing for many, many years. Well, because I think what it was is that all of us that have been attending Dragon Con grew up and started having kids, and those kids got old enough to start coming to Dragon Con, but still had that weird time where there was, you know, it wasn't 100% of the time that they could have something that you guys could share together. And we should mention this again. KT track, you just don't dump children there and walk away.
No.
We forgot to mention this at the beginning.
Stay with your children if you are going to a panel. Do not just dump them somewhere.
Unless they are 16, right?
Yeah, what we say is that anyone under the age of 16 has to have their parent or guardian. Mm-hmm. Anyone over 6, so that's 7 or older, has to have their own membership badge. Mm-hmm. And because they have to have a parent or guardian, the parent or guardian has to have their own membership badge.
Right. Uh-huh. And as we discussed in the previous podcast, the memberships aren't that expensive in comparison to everything else.
No, they're not. Come on, guys. Mm-mm.
And as I think it was Rox pointed out, it's cheaper than going to an amusement park. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
And we make sure the bulk of our stuff is on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, that was the thing I was going to mention. If you are only a Saturday Sunday person, what a better way? What a great way, especially since Monday there's no school. What a great way to end your Saturday Sunday attendance to Dragon Con than to go to a dance with your kid. So that's pretty cool. That's on Sunday night, basically closing out your track. I know you have stuff on Monday, but you know, closing out the weekend track.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. No, that's really the plan. Monday is kind of the downhill slide.
Yeah, because I mean, especially maybe for your track too, because you know, a lot of those kids are going to have to start getting ready for school again the next day on Tuesday. So
yeah, we do some theme park panels on Monday. They're pretty traditional that we do those on Monday.
All right, well, Jill, thank you again for joining us. I appreciate it. And for Jill and Lee, this is John saying until next time.
Peace.
Princess Thief.
I totally did it.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.